Yeah, mine's that way.
What about a little room off the kitchen where you could store canned goods?
Pantry.
Y'all had one of those?
Yeah.
What about some porches? Do you remember different names for porches or old-fashioned names? Or... Did you ever hear piazza?
No, I know that. I mean, I'm familiar with the word, but that's not what my family or I've ever called it.
What about shower?
Yeah, but not.
It's
like that sort of a nautical term, and not wrong.
From kitchen?
Galley's a kitchen.
Galley. Okay, that's what I'm getting mixed up with. Yeah. I do not.
Well, he's been on the
It's still a galley. Closet's still a locker.
What about to get from the porch down to the ground? You'd have some
steps.
Okay. And if your house was in a big mess, you'd say you had to do what to your house?
Clean the house.
Okay. And the thing that you sweep with?
Broom.
And if the broom was in the corner and the door was open, so the door was sort of hiding the broom, you'd say the broom was
hidden?
Was where? In
behind the door.
Okay. And years ago, on Monday, women would gather up all the dirty clothes and they'd do the
washing.
And on Tuesday?
Ironing.
What might you call both washing and ironing together? Would you have one?
No.
Well, nowadays, if you want to clean some clothes, you could send them to the...
Cleaners.
Laundry.
Dry cleaners. Laundry.
Uh-huh.
I see.
Do people used to use the word laundry much? Or do you
they do now even, don't they? I have to do my laundry. I use that too.
Uh-huh.
Look, like if you go down to the laundry, we have a place where they wash your terry or wash your rat, you know. Laundry is the expression I would use. That's an older expression.
People.
But it's a place. It's not just a thing that you're going to do.
But people used to say they had to do their laundry.
They still do, don't you think?
I had to do my washing and ironing.
Yeah, I still hear it and I still use it.
I always say I got to do the wash.
Yeah, well, I think it's wash is becoming more familiar, but laundry is still a familiar.
Do you remember, I'm sure you don't remember this, but do you remember hearing about a long time ago, people going to wash their clothes, they'd go out in the yard, and they'd have a big thing that heat the water to boil the clothes in?
An old laundry pot.
They call that a...
What, Riley?
That, you know, the big black thing.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't...
It's an iron pot.
In fact, I can remember my grandmother having one, but she would starch in it. She never heated it or anything.
Well, what did you call it?
An iron pot.
Or a wash pot.
Yeah, wash pot. Iron pot.
What about the thing that you can use, it's got a spout to it, you can heat up water to make hot tea in?
A tea kettle?
Huh?
Kettle?
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear of this wash pot called a kettle?
Yeah, I think so.
Kettle.
Kettle
horn pot
that you boil the clothes in.
I never
knew
that.
Have you ever been in?
You better believe it. I beat them clothes on a battling block with a battling stick.
You need to talk
about
that instead of me because
I'm a little bit older now. I am not.
Grab them off of that old rock.
I'm from the panhandle of the state, so you say things a little differently up there.
Yeah, well, that's what she's doing. She's going to different areas to get different expressions.
What about, if you wanted to hang up a picture, you take a nail and a...
Hammer.
You said, took the hammer and I put the nail in.
Drove.
Hammered. I hammered the nail in.
Another word. You say, I took the nail.
Drove.
Okay. Yeah. And if it didn't get far enough, you say it's got to be...
Driven.
Okay. You say you take the hammer and...
Drive it.
Okay. And, you know, in some houses they have boards on the outside